Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Harris County commissioners are pushing a proposal for a work site safety policy that would establish standardized safety practices for construction projects. Commissioner Leslie Briones says construction workers should not be putting themselves in harm's way when they go to work.
And Harris County is first, i.e. last, in terms of severe heat-related injuries and severe injuries on construction sites. So Harris County Commissioner's Court is taking action because we want to be on the front lines of delivering protection, safety, and opportunity for working families.
Commissioners will vote on the worksite safety policy today. Governor Greg Abbott has ordered a Texas Rangers investigation into Texas Southern University. An interim report from the state auditor alleges major financial mismanagement by the school, totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has reaction from local leaders about the allegations.
Houston area Democratic State Senator Boris Miles calls the launch of the investigation, quote, deeply concerning. And if true, the allegations are unacceptable. But he believes most of the mismanagement was not fraud.
There's a difference between misuse and filing and recording and properly documenting the use of money.
TSU was a public university and one of the largest historically black colleges and universities in the country. Miles says for years there have been attempts to strip TSU of its independence.
I wasn't overly surprised. You know, the takeover of Texas Southern has been talked about since 1968.
In a statement, TSU says they have enacted corrective measures prior to the release of the interim report. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
State Auditor Lisa Collier is scheduled to meet with Texas Southern University officials today. The Galveston County City Council is expected to vote today on a proposal that they say would hold short-term rental owners more accountable for their tenants' actions. Under that ordinance, a host could lose their license to rent if three complaints are filed within a single year. Several owners say this would significantly impact their business operations. Supporters say it would limit bad actors. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.